Well,
hello,
Mr. President.
Yeah, I had one thought that, in view of Hanoi's having, totally broken their word with regard to publicity and so forth.
Right, sir.
Don't you think Henry ought to, insist on going? They said we meet them in Vientiane. You know, the Hanoi ploy. I think they really welch so much that. I know how passionately he wants to go there, but you know, they really handled this in a very shameful way.
Well, let me tell you what I've done, sir. Dobrynin was in here this afternoon with a strong message from Brezhnev. He called me at about 10.
Yeah.
I just called him and laced it to him. I said, you tell your goddamn people in Hanoi that they have broken our agreement, which we considered sacred. That if you want to be helpful in getting this thing settled, you insist to them that there'll be no more of this, and that we expect them to be flexible, or we cannot have a repeat of the 68 situation, and that we may have some additional requirements that they have to understand and meet, because we have a very difficult problem. Now that they have broken...
Because they broke it, and what did he say?
For the first time, he was very much on the defensive. He was shocked. He said, this is inexcusable. And I told him who did it. It was the prime minister and who they gave the leak to. And it's all over the press. And I said, it's given us incredible problems, which could delay this thing and require additional negotiating.
Right. Good.
We've done that to safe side it.
Yeah.
And I think we ought to wait on the Hanoi thing.
Well,
until we get Henry's...
Well, is he going to go from Phnom Penh to Hanoi?
No. He'll come back to Saigon.
Oh.
And then we have, in effect, all day tomorrow.
Oh, good.
He'll be in Saigon.
Meeting with you tomorrow.
That's right.
Oh, good.
And then he would leave Monday, our time.
Well, when he says he thinks he has breakthrough, then he's still got a day's work.
I think so.
Yeah.
And
I
wouldn't add this burden to him now until he gets this.
I get your point. Yeah. Okay. That's good. Well, since you've taken that, but you see what our thinking is, that we can't get sucked into this now, Al, on any, and then have it broken off on some...
No, if this is a locked agreement with you on board,
yeah.
I don't think the Hanoi thing's bad at all, sir. I think it's damn good. It's positive.
No.
And on a very high note.
I agree.
Now, I've called Bill Rogers and told him that it looks much better, just to keep him abreast.
And
running all day, too.
But you told him for. But you told. Did you tell him we've laced Dobrynin, or you didn't?
Well, I didn't.
No, you didn't need to. Well, you just told him it looks better, and that's that.
That's right.
But told him to keep shut. I mean,
absolutely.
Let's don't sound better, because this thing may still blow. You know.
Oh, it could still blow.
Yeah.
So he's. You see, we've had them working full bore on getting this equipment out there, getting aircraft back from the Koreans. The Chinese.
Right.
And the Iranians. And they've been working like hell over there.
At State?
Yes, sir.
Well, they must be pleased. Oh, I know we had to tell them, but I just want to know that we don't want to...
Well, he doesn't have any of the details.
We don't want to leak anything to the Time or the Northern or the Washington Post or something. That, well, you know, the whole settlement thing is just... It's, if they leak it, that's one thing. But when we do, it's inexcusable.
Well, we've held the line very strongly since then.
You understand, the reason that I don't want it leaked is not because of the goddamn enemy. The reason I don't want it leaked is because it might hurt us.
Very much so, that's right. But there's going to be a lot of stories tomorrow on this Hanoi story.
I understand.
All have it. They spread it all over town this afternoon.
Sure.
But it's really turned out to be a damn good help to us, because we can really bludgeon Hanoi for whatever additional nickels we need.
Yeah. But doesn't it say coalition government?
Not really. It says the...
What is the story that, yeah?
It, essentially, it has the outlines of the political settlement. It's heavy on the two will stay in power, there'll be two governments, and they'll negotiate what will ultimately be a coalition. Which is true. We wouldn't put it that way ourselves.
Yeah. Well, now, Henry understands, Al, that the